Hi, I'm Dale Allen. Thanks so much for joining me. In August of this year, at the Parliament of the World's Religions 2023, I had the privilege of interviewing 71 women inside the first ever women's village at the Parliament. There I met Hannah Yaffe.
My name's Hannah Yaffe. I'm Jewish. I live in Jerusalem.
We sat and talked, and then after that, she told me about a CD she had produced. It is a compilation of lullabies from around the world. These lullabies are from wartime. A quote from Hannah appears with the CD. She says, "I want to emphasize the universality of lullabies. I want to emphasize our shared humanity." Details about this beautiful CD are in the episode notes.
Judaism is an action-based religion. We have a lot of laws and a lot of rituals, more than some other religions do. Sometimes one could feel that what you do is more important than what you're feeling. But there are some commandments that are very faith-based. For example, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You will love God. It's hard to understand how you can be commanded to love God, because love is not something that you can force yourself to do. Nevertheless, it is there to love God, to fear God, to love the stranger. Within those precepts, you have a call to conscience, because if you're loving God, you have to love His universe and all that He or she created, His, her, people, humanity. You have to love the universe and to guard it, to look after it. I'm thinking of climate and environment. So I would say that it's strongly within Judaism to have a call to conscience. But it may not be the first thing that you think of when you think of Judaism. And perhaps that's a shame. Maybe the first thing you think of is they eat kosher, they don't eat pig, they don't mix milk and meat. They have a million laws around the Sabbath. And those are really important laws. I'm not diminishing them. But the laws of loving the world, God, loving humanity, they're big, very, very big. God of all. Let's talk about dignity. We have a lot of precepts around dress. Now, some women may feel that they are prohibitive and unnecessary, while other women feel that they're protective. It's subjective. Like, I have a couple of Muslim friends, and they felt that having to cover up was freeing. And I think it's the same in Judaism. There's a verse that often gets quoted. I come from a very orthodox background, but I'm not quite as orthodox as I was. Having said that, I'm still very observant. And the verse goes, Kol kavudah bat melech penima, all the honor of the daughter of a king, which is a synonym for a woman, all her honor is inside. I find it difficult how Judaism sometimes translates that, because some people can, I think, misuse it and say, well, women shouldn't sing in public. And that bothers me because I sing and I don't want to be silenced. Met liedjes zing je de oorlog niet over, hoe hard je ook zingt, je overstemt het schieten niet. Hoe groot het verzet, het blijft een verzetje. De wereld wakker zingen met je biegelied. Hannah, how does your faith inform you toward the protection of the next generation of children? I'm blessed with 7 grandchildren. So it's a question that I think about. Oh, it's really upsetting how the climate is changing and what's going to be in 30, 40 years' time, and our grandchildren will be alive, please God. It's very, very distressing. La, 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 la. also the politics in the world. It's very distressing to know that one's grandchildren are going to be raising their own families under that stress.
نام يما نام وادبح لك طير الحمام يا حمامات لا تزعلوا.
I think that within Judaism there's a huge emphasis on family. Hopefully one's children and grandchildren will remain God-fearing and Torah-observant Jews, and at the same time they will love all human beings and respect all humans and recognize that we're all born in, created in the image of God, in the image of the divine.
Mein Kind, mein klein Martyrer, schließ deine Egel zu. Du weißt, mein Teurer, nicht von Führer.
I would hate my grandchildren to think that they're better than anybody else because they're Jewish. I would also hate for them to suffer because they're Jewish. Yes. It's a deep one.
Thank you for listening. I join all of you who are praying from out of your religion, faith, or spiritual practice, including friends who are atheist or agnostic and whose love is consistently evident in small and large acts of humanitarianism and care. I join all of you in our prayer for peace. 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 All the world over. Thank you for listening. Please help me to share these women. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast. I am producing one interview a week that you can find here or on YouTube at Dale Allen Women of the World. And please support this work if you can with a simple buy me a coffee click. But mostly, mostly, be peace, be love, and let your life and your actions of love and care flow from that.